Mansfield, 103.2, the home of great music. Evening, my name's Cam, doing the club sandwich tonight for the first time on the midweek evening show. Hopefully, every Wednesday, we're going to be getting someone on from a different club or society or group from across Mansfield, Ashfield and Bolsover, and we'll find out a little bit more about that group. We call it the club sandwich because we'll chat to them, we'll play a song relating to their interest, and then we'll chat to them once more. Our first ever guest on the club sandwich is Phil Randall from the Mansfield and Sutton Astronomical Society. Hi, Phil.
Hello, Cameron.
A lot of people might not actually be aware that we have an astronomical society locally, but we do. There are astronomers amongst us. How long has the society been going?
The society was officially founded in 1970. The initial meeting was in February of that year. So that's, I mean, 43 years now we're talking about, which is great, and it's a very active society, still going strong.
And how did it come about? Was there an event that inspired the society?
Yeah, it was just after the first moon landings, in actual fact, and a gentleman called David Collins, who is still a member of the society, one of the honorary members of the society, put an advert in the local paper, the Chad, suggesting that anybody who was interested should meet at a particular place at a particular time with a view to forming what became the Mansfield and Sutton Astronomical Society.
What kind of things do you do together as a society?
It's an amateur society, so it's mainly viewing and learning more about astronomy. So we have an official meeting once a month when we get a professional down to talk to us. We've just recently had a gentleman from Nottingham University to talk about dark matter and deep space, the cosmology type of talks. And we've got a gentleman called Paul Money coming at the end of next month, who writes in Sky Night magazine. So we do that on a monthly basis, but we meet more regularly than that. We meet each Wednesday night, usually, just to talk amongst ourselves, and a member will perhaps do a talk, or we'll do some viewing if the weather suits our requirements, which is not regular, to be fair.
So the group owns the Sherwood Observatory, which is on Coxmoor Road near the golf club. Could you tell us a little bit more about the observatory?
Certainly. That was something the original members, a couple of years after they formed the society, decided they wanted to build their own observatory, which is a major achievement because they did it without any help from outside funds. They did it with their own money over a period of quite a few years, really. They purchased a piece of land and built their own observatory on it. And inside that, they built their own telescope as well, which is, as I say, a major achievement. It was officially opened in 1986 by the Astronomer Royal at the time, who was Sir Francis Graham Smith, and he's a patron of our society to this day. It's an amazing achievement, and we keep it going, really, as best we possibly can.
So there are lots of opportunities for members. You've got sort of meetings and different guest speakers coming. You've got excellent equipment as well. If I wanted to become a member of the Mansfield and Sutton Astronomical Society, how would I go about it?
The best way to do it is to either come up to the observatory or have a look at our website, which is www.sherwood-observatory.org.uk. And there's a contact us page on there, and just send an email to the secretary, who would be pleased to send an application form out. But I think it's important to say at this stage, whilst a lot of people may not have time to become members and put time into the society, we do have a regular sessions for visitors. We have open evenings. We can do individual visits if people want to book the observatory for a specific occasion, like a birthday party or that sort of thing. And we run what we call a course. I mean, it's not officially a course. It's members passing on their knowledge over a period of a few weeks. But these all run during the winter when it's darker night, so we can do it better.
I'm talking to Phil Randall from the Mansfield and Sutton Astronomical Society. We're going to talk more about astronomy in general in just a moment. First, though, let's get a song on. Phil, what can we get on? Something to do with space, something to do with astronomy?
I haven't put a lot of thought into it. I think it's got to be Elton John's Rocket Man.
Brilliant. Here it is.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
Mansfield 103.2, the home of great music, Elton John and Rocket Man. We're doing the club sandwich. Tonight I am talking to Phil Randall from the Mansfield and Sutton Astronomical Society. So when did you first get into astronomy yourself, Phil?
I was a child. I've always lived in Mansfield, and I lived on the outskirts of town when I was a youngster, so we had dark skies from my backyard, basically, so I could go out in the evenings during the winter and have a look at amazing sky, which just reeled me in. There are a lot of years that I didn't spend a lot of time doing anything about it, but in later years I have done.
So when you're with other members of the group, do you talk about technical things a lot, or do you ever get into sort of debates about if there's anything out there like that?
All of that, really. We've got almost 100 members at the moment. Each one has various topics that they're particularly interested in astronomy, so we get into sort of all sorts of discussions. But what we like to do most of all is get the equipment out and view and look at the things that are in the night sky, which is changing all the time. We do as much viewing as the weather will allow us, really, as best we can.
I've had a little look at your website and there are some pictures on a gallery there. Are they photos taken by members of...
Yeah, they are. Quite a few of my members are interested in photography, and you can hook a camera up to a telescope, or you can take pictures just of the night sky without a telescope, sort of wide field images to get details of that in. So, yeah, we have a picture of the month competition. I think it's probably many of those that you've seen on the website.
Yeah, it must have been. Would you like to give us the web address again so people can go to the website and have a look at these pictures?
Certainly. It's www.sherwood-observatory.org.uk.
Now, for amateur astronomers like myself, which constellations are the best for beginners to look out for?
Orion is probably the best one to look at, but unfortunately at this time of year it's pretty much set in the west by the time the sun goes down, so we can see very little of it. The constellation has a lot of fascinating features about it which are easy to look at with either naked eye or binoculars, or if people have got telescopes, and to go into a bit more detail in that sort of thing. But for this time of year, because it's light at night, we're only going to see the brightest things. So it's having a look at one or two of the planets in the sky is worth doing as well.
I guess people can just sort of look online and there'll be plenty of guides.
Yeah, there is a lot of websites online which sort of indicate what's around to see at any one particular time. At the moment, there's been a recent conjunction between Venus, Jupiter and Mercury in the western sky just after sunset. But again, having a look at the sky at the moment, I doubt you're going to see much of that. And Saturn's in the south at the moment, which is also a great planet to have a look at.
Are there any sort of astronomical events in the summer that we should be looking out for, maybe?
Yes, there's a meteor shower, which is always good to see, in August. August the 12th / 13th, the night of 12th and 13th, is the Perseid meteor shower. And that's basically the Earth going through the dust remains of a comet that went round quite a few years ago. And it's basically shooting stars. We see meteors coming into the upper atmosphere and burning up in the atmosphere. And they can put on quite a show in August, and it's a decent time of year to be outside. But it'll mean a late night because you've got to wait for it to get dark.
But it's worth it, though.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Phil. When's the next open evening where people can go along to the Sherwood Observatory on Coxmoor Road?
We have the course that I mentioned starting on the 11th of October. The open evening, the first one, is the 12th of October. Obviously, we're looking at darker nights for that sort of thing. So the 12th of October, really. But all the details are published on the website at the time, so you can keep in touch with us that way.
And that address once more?
www.sherwood-observatory.org.uk.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Phil.
Thank you, Cameron. Nice to talk to you.
Phil Randall from the Mansfield and Sutton Astronomical Society, our first guest on the Club Sandwich.